Assalamu alaikum. 8 a.m. This is Bangladesh Betar, broadcasting in the morning of Monday, the 29th of Ashar, the 21st of Zilqad, and July the 13th. The news read by Shamim Khan. First, the headlines. Flood situation deteriorates in 11 districts in the country due to heavy rainfall and onrush of water from upstream. Government intensifies relief activities. DCB starts open market sale of key essential items at lower prices ahead of Eid al-Adha. 47 more people died of coronavirus in the country. 5,580 more have cured, while 2,666 new cases were identified. Government has taken a tougher stance against irregularities and corruption in the country's health and all other sectors, says Awami League General Secretary. Prime Minister to inaugurate the program of planting 1 crore saplings on Thursday next, marking Mujib Year, informs Environment Minister. Government decides to hold Eid congregation at mosque during the upcoming Eid al-Adha to check corona infection. The death toll in coronavirus crosses 5,71,000 around the world. Confirmed cases cross 1 crore 30 lakh. And West Indies defeated host England by 4 wickets in the first of the 3-match test series at Southampton. Now the details. Flood situation may further worsen by today in 11 districts in the country due to heavy rainfall and onrush of water from the upstream. The districts are Sylhet, Sonamganj, Netrakona, Nilphamari, Lalmonirhat, Rongpur, Kurigram, Gaibandha, Natur, Bogura and Jamalpur. Flood forecasting and warning centre said yesterday, water levels of all major rivers in Upper Meghna Basin, Brahmaputra, Jamuna and Ganges basins were in rising trend and it may continue today due to onrush of upstream water coupled with heavy to very heavy rainfall. In the upper Meghna Basin, River Surma was flowing 80 cm and 90 cm above its danger mark at Kanaighat and Sylhet Point respectively. The flood situation deteriorated following sharp rise in water levels of major rivers inundating the low-lying areas of 7 northern districts in the Brahmaputra Basin. District administrations have taken necessary steps to shift the maroon people to safer places and distribute relief goods in flood-affected areas of Rongpur Division. The overall flood situation has deteriorated in the northeastern districts of Sylhet and Sonamganj. Hundreds of people in the low-lying areas are witnessing the second phase of floods this season due to rise of water levels of major rivers in the upper Meghna Basin, including Surma, Old Surma, Jadukata and Shariguwain, coupled with heavy to very heavy rainfall. In Hobiganj, the Haur and Bile areas have been inundated due to onrush of upstream water from Sonamganj and Sylhet and northeastern Indian states. The government has already ensured sufficient relief goods in the region and the district administrations and public representatives assured the people of staying beside them always with all-out measures to help. The government starts open market sale, OMS, of key essential items from yesterday to keep prices within the buying capacity of the common people ahead of Eid al-Adha. Trading Corporation of Bangladesh, TCB, would sell essential commodities in different parts of the country using 264 trucks. Besides, the entity would also sell the essential items through additional 5 trucks. 47 more people died of coronavirus in the country, taking the death toll to 2,352. Besides, the tally of infections has surged to 1,83,795 as 2,666 new cases were confirmed. Additional Director General of Health Directorate, Professor Dr. Naseema Sultana, informed this at an online briefing in Mohakali in the capital yesterday. She said the total number of corona-infected people in the country now stands at 1,83,795, while 11,059 samples were tested at authorized laboratories across the country. Awami League General Secretary and Road Transport and Bridges Minister Ubaidul Qadir has said the government has taken a tougher stance against irregularities and corruption in the country's health and all other sectors. He said this at a press briefing from his official residence in the capital yesterday. Ubaidul Qadir said the Anti-Corruption Commission has the jurisdiction to take action by conducting probe wherever there is a corruption allegation. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Mohammad Shahabuddin has said Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will inaugurate the program of planting 1 crore saplings on Thursday next, marking Mujib Year. He disclosed this while speaking at an online meeting yesterday. The meeting was arranged to review the progress of work undertaken by his ministry to celebrate birth centenary of Father of the Nation. Muhammad Shahabuddin said the Prime Minister will inaugurate the program by planting two saplings at Gonum Bhavan premises. He said, after the inauguration by the Prime Minister on that day, sapling of one fruit bearing one timber and one medicinal tree will be formally planted in each district and upazila. The minister said more than 20,000 saplings will be planted at each of the 492 upazilas of the country till 15 September following health guidelines. And this is Bangladesh Betar giving you the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.betar.gov.bd. The government has decided to hold Eid congregations at mosques during the upcoming Eid al-Azha to prevent spread of corona infection. The decision was taken at an inter-ministerial meeting on celebrating Eid al-Azha at the Secretariat yesterday. The meeting urged the Musallis to perform Eid prayers at nearby mosques instead of open places considering public health. The meeting also decided to hold main Eid congregations at Baitul Mukarram National Mosque following health guidelines instead of National Eidgah due to corona situation. The death toll from coronavirus has crossed 5,71,000 around the world, while confirmed cases surpassed more than 1,30,000. Among them, about 75,73,000 people have recovered so far. World Health Organization confirms a record increase in global coronavirus cases, with the total rising by 2,30,370 in 24 hours. Meanwhile, the United States has reported another record increase of COVID-19 infections, with more than 66,500 new cases confirmed in the past 24 hours. Florida's registered state record of 15,299 new coronavirus cases. Cricket in West Indies defeated host England by 4 wickets in the first test match at Southampton. Final scores: England 204 and 313, West Indies 318 and 200 for 6. Winning the match, West Indies led the 3-match test series by 1-0. The second test match will be held on Thursday next at Manchester without fans present in the stadium due to COVID-19 pandemic. Dhaka Met Office says due to active monsoon, heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to occur at places over Rajshahi, Khulna, Borishal, Rongpur, Mamansingh, Silin, Dhaka and Chattogram divisions till 6 p.m. today. Dhaka Met Office further says, under the influence of strong monsoon, squally weather may affect the maritime ports north bin adjoining coastal areas of Bangladesh. Maritime ports of Chattogram, Cox Bazar, Mongla and Paira have been advised to keep hoisted local caution signal number 3. Repeat, local caution signal number 3. All fishing boats and trawlers over North Bay have been advised to remain close to the coast and proceed with caution till further notice. Meanwhile, forecast Vital 1 this afternoon says the chances of rain and thundershowers with temporary south-southwesterly gusty to squally wind at a speed of 45 to 60 kilometers an hour over the regions of Rangpur, Rajshahi, Pabna, Bogra, Tangal, Mamansingh, Dhaka, Faridpur, Madaripur, Kushtia, Joshua, Khulna, Borishal, Puttokhali, Kumilla, Noakhali, Chattogram, Cox Bazar and Silin. River ports in these areas are to host caution signal number 1. To end the news, the main points again. Flood situation deteriorates in 11 districts in the country due to heavy rainfall and onrush of water from upstream. Government intensifies relief activities. TCB starts open market sale of key essential items at lower prices ahead of Eid al-Azha. 47 more people died of coronavirus in the country. 5,580 more have cured, while 2,666 new cases were identified. Government has taken a tougher stance against irregularities and corruption in the country's health and all other sectors, says Awami League General Secretary. Prime Minister is to inaugurate the program of planting 1 crore saplings on Thursday next, marking Mujib Year, informs Environment Minister. Government decides to hold Eid congregations at mosques during the upcoming Eid al-Azha to check corona infection. The death toll in coronavirus crosses 5,71,000 around the world. Confirmed cases cross 1,30,000. And West Indies defeated host England by 4 wickets in the first of the 3-match test series at Southampton. That's the end of the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.betar.gov.bd.